Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This morning I sat in an extraordinary traffic jam. I'm talking to you, BU exit off Storrow Drive, impossible to cross Comm Ave, cars crossing the bridge, others dropping kids off at school, people. Where was I? Well, I'm sure I wasn't the only one late for work, but what are the health costs of sitting in traffic? Cities congested with cars are often an indication of a vibrant economy, but what about the way we feel? From Here and Now contributor WBUR, Carrie Goldberg has more.
4 years ago, Barbara Huntress Rather got a great job, director of quality improvement for a healthcare company. Just one problem. She lived just over 30 slow miles from her new job.
The first day I drove to work and I said, oh, Lord, what have I done? After having a short commute for, you know, quite a few years, I hadn't done the commute before in rush hour traffic. And I was absolutely stunned at how long it took. It was over an hour.
Over an hour hunched at the wheel, watching out for aggressive or distracted drivers. In the months that followed, Huntress Rather says, the effects on her health were dramatic.
I gained back 40 pounds that I had lost, developed low back pain and high blood pressure.
She didn't immediately blame her commute. She blamed herself for eating too much and feeling too tired to work out. But she hit a turning point when her nurse practitioner told her she'd need blood pressure medication.
And I immediately made the connection with not working out, spending endless hours in the car, and feeling totally stressed most of the time. I was either commuting or worrying about commuting.
You could call Barbara Huntress Rather a textbook case of what longer car commutes can do to bodies and minds. The evidence has been mounting in study after study in recent years. The headline, Commuting Poses Health Risks, some that you may not be aware of. Number one, heart disease.
You potentially have a triple whammy there where you're piling on different cardiovascular stressors, all tied back again to the same root cause of commuting.
Dr. Jonathan Levy is a professor of environmental health at the Boston University School of Public Health. That triple whammy he's talking about includes the stress and the finding that people with longer commutes tend to exercise less. The third piece is less obvious.
Air pollution has been tied to cardiovascular outcomes and sometimes acute outcomes, things like heart attacks.
Yes, German researchers have found that people who are prone to heart attacks become much likelier to have one within an hour of being in heavy traffic. Why isn't clear, but scientists say that air pollution appears to play a role. In particular, nano-sized airborne toxins, whose levels tend to be highest around highways and in tunnels, especially in heavy traffic. Professor Doug Briggy at Tufts University Medical School studies the particulates. He says that though clean air laws have made heavy smog a thing of the past in the United States, these invisible, odorless particles are still a major health concern, especially for people who live right near highways.
Everyone thinks air pollution, breathing in, lungs, respiratory disease, but the particles also affect your circulatory system. They drive inflammation. And the main health outcomes, the largest, most tangible health outcomes are actually cardiovascular, heart attacks, and strokes.
Tunnels can be hotspots for this air pollution. Tufts researchers found that by the time a motorist travels through the tunnel that takes Interstate 93 under the city of Boston, the level of air pollution particulates may be 10 times as high as it is on the open-air highway a couple of miles away. But Tufts professor John Durant offers three simple remedies. Roll up the windows, turn on the air conditioner, and close the vents that bring in outside air.
Those three measures will reduce exposures by a significant amount, by close to 90-95%.
If only it were as simple to offset the other health risks of long car commutes. Here's a sampling from the last few years of research. Longer commutes may mean more depression and anxiety, more social isolation, weight gain, high cholesterol, less sleep, less exercise, higher blood sugar, higher blood pressure, more back and neck aches. One Swedish study even found that people who commute more than 45 minutes each way are 40% more likely to get a divorce. Barbara Huntress Rather, whose daily commute of more than an hour we heard about earlier, looked at the bottom line and made a radical decision. She likes her job and had planned to work until 70, but instead she's taking a financial hit and going to retire at 65. The last day of her long commute is coming soon. You can hear her sigh of relief.
May 27th.
She decided that getting home so tired every day is no way to live.
I just felt like the time was slipping away and I wasn't enjoying it. I don't enjoy sitting in a car, not moving.
For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.